down the street. Guidance, me brethren, is why you have been at that day bag. Him kinda get frightened and begin to hide it beneath him rag. That man no fi high lad, make we go on me yard and take a sat. Meanwhile light a fire, I will help you eat up the pound of that.
Me have a steal, you know.
No, I might a kill like queen.
You are culture,
I no deal with no grass or green.
Hold the pole, then.
Watch, I know it's time for a change.
Each fish job.
Got children out of that
rain. It tastes good, you know.
Watch, I know it's no sight be real.
Then hold the tribe,
bun me belly when I pull me pipe.
Well, take the pork, man.
Hush your mouth by me brethren here. Sell I a pound of that thing here.
And a ram goat,
no,
you know.
I might a kill like queen.
Take the beef, no,
I
man.
I no deal with no grass or green.
Sure, hold pole.
Watch, I know it's time for a change.
And buy the fish.
Got
no
children
man.
Out of that range.
Take the stick.
No, I might a kill like queen.
Tell the beef then.
I no check fi no grass or green.
We about fall.
Watch, I know it's time fi a change.
Take fish then.
Got children out of that room.
Me a good steak, you know.
Watch, I know you no sight the rain.
Tell the tribe then.
Burn me belly when I pull me pipe.
First on the pork.
Hush your mouth, man, me brethren here. Sell I a bone of that thing here.
That's it for the show this week. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great week. The playlist, once again, is at wrct.org, in case you're wondering. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. And we'll see ya. We'll see ya. WRCR Pit Curbs. WRCT Pittsburgh.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You are listening to an encore presentation of the Viva La Mock Radio Show, exclusively here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
KIX Morning News Update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors describe the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
The songs be playing. Hey, this is Andy Gill of Gang of Four, and you're listening to Viva La Mock on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Good life.
from their Power Play album. That's actually April Wine wrapping up that set of music here on the Viva La Mach radio program. Now, before the April Wine, had some Gang of Four in that set of music with I Love a Man in a Uniform from Songs from the Free. First song, or maybe just the first album, or maybe both, that Sarah Lee found her way playing bass with Gang of Four on. Then I went back to Vinyl Confessions, kind of a bonus song, and I'll tell you that why that's a bonus song here in a minute. We Play the Game Tonight from Kansas, and they started the entire set with some Lou Reed. Lou Reed from the Rock and Roll soundtrack with My Name is Mock, because indeed my name is Paul. My name's Paul, it is, but it's a show called Viva La Mach, and it comes to you on this very radio station in the most live of live formats that it can do on Friday nights. And then other various times, like right now, you are listening to what we call an encore presentation of the Viva La Mach radio program. So what is that encore presentation? It is I take a previous Friday night show and I snip a recording of that show and I replay it for you. But I add in some extra tidbits. And by tidbits, I have a four-hour show, and this encore is only 2 hours long. So by tidbits, I mean I try to cram some other songs that didn't make the recording and all that good stuff. Much like the songs you just heard with the bonus song. Now, why are you saying that's a bonus song? Here's the catch. With the exception of the Rock and Roll, which is the theme, My Name is Mock, which came out in 1983, all of those other songs were released in 1982. They all came out on albums released in 1982. And I did that. I did a big block of time, almost 2 hours worth of music on a show that was all albums released in 1982. And my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, who does Courts in Session on Thursday evenings from 8 to 10:30, he reached out to me after that show, and he's like, man, that was so much fun because 1982 was one of my favorite years in music. And literally, about 2 days later, I'm listening to the musics on the radios, on the satellite radio, I'll be honest to tell you that. And they played that Kansas song, and they said, hey, that's from 1982. And I'm, wow, I missed that one. So I threw that in as a bonus track because it actually did not make the original airing of Viva La Mach for you. So you're thinking, so Mockster, why'd you do that? Why'd you go back to 1982? What was your inspiration? I was inspired by an email I got recently in my best Casey Kasem voice, I'll say. I don't have a Casey Kasem, I don't even have a good Casey Kasem voice. But a listener reached out and said, hey Mockster, my wife, her birthday is happening. Could you play a song for me? And I was away, so I was playing repeat songs. I was playing best of encore presentations of Viva La Mach, and I could not actually, on her birthday, celebrate that. So I told this listener in an email, I said, you know what? I'm going to celebrate your wife's birthday in a new and special way. And that way is, so just to give you some background story of this, because I don't know this person. They email me, so I know them through the emails. I know that they listen to my show, and I appreciate, Bill, you listening to my show. And because of that, I want to do something special for you. So he said, you know what? My wife is turning 40, or now my wife has turned 40, which I did math, carried the one, and I found out that his wife was born in 1982. So you know what? I'm going to only play songs from albums from 1982 up until the Mach. I hope it doesn't show. It'll go away. Starting off with some Sparks, Angst in My Pants, which has nothing to do with your wife celebrating her birthday. It's just a great song. And I just watched the Sparks documentary, which if you have not seen this, find it and watch it and report back to me because there will be a test later. Happy birthday to Bill's wife, belated. only the way the Moxer can do, songs for the next 2 hours that only came out in 1982. It's the Viva La Mock radio program.
Give it up.
Yeah, from their second album, it was actually the final album that Chris Stamey was on. That's the DBs from 1982. with Neverland. Would you believe, like, Scott Litt, I don't know if you knew this, Scott Litt actually produced that, and for 90% of the listeners, which is like two of you, and that's given me a lot of leeway on what two is of 90% of 100. Scott Litt actually produced a lot of that later REM stuff back in the late 80s and into the early 90s. This was from 1982, though, the Repercussion album, and Neverland, some DBs in that set of music. Hey, speaking of REM, yeah, REM's first album, first release, well, first EP, because the first release was the Radio Free Europe single on Hibtone, and then on IRS Records, they put out the Chronic Town album back in 1982, so I played you Gardening at Night from REM. XTC put out English Settlement in 1982. Since is working overtime from XTC. And start off the entire set. The entire set start off with the Sparks, or just Sparks, with Angst in My Pants. And sadly, like, the next words out of my mouth, I want to say, that's going out to Stephanie because we're celebrating her birthday. But I didn't play Angst in My Pants to celebrate her birthday, because that's weird. I played Angst in My Pants because it came out in 82, and B, I just literally last week saw the Sparks documentary. If you have not watched this, it's called The Sparks Brothers, and it's phenomenal. And there's a couple things I don't think they even touched on. They touched on the influence of the Sparks, but I don't know if they actually literally touched on what I would feel was like the influence of the Sparks on bands like Queen or Sweet, some of those power pop bands. Like anyway. And with it, I was like, oh my gosh, guess what? My radio shows are going to be Sparks-centrics for a while, and they might be. Like, I might dig back because we have all those albums in our vinyl library, and I just love exploring and playing new stuff and stuff I've played and stuff I will play. So where am I going with this? I don't know. My name is Paul, I should tell you that. It's a show called Viva La Mock. You have to say it that way too. Viva La Mock. And it comes to each and every Friday evening. And there's encore presentations throughout the week, randomly. Most notably on Tuesday afternoons. Did you know that the home invaders most likely to threaten your family are not actually human? Nope. Because they're cockroaches. Yeah, because cockroaches can spread salmonella, and they can trigger asthma attacks. They contaminate food and spread disease. And then there's termites, and they destroy billions of dollars of property each year. And there's those stinging insects, which send 500,000 people to emergency rooms. Well, guess what? You can actually protect yourself and your family by visiting pestworld.org. That's pestworld.org. This public service message brought to you by the National Pest Management Association and me, the Mockster. So, Stephanie, I hope you had a good birthday. We are going to celebrate it in style, as only the Viva La Mock radio program can do, by playing songs from the year you were born. Yeah, that was back in 1982. One of my favorite songs of all time, from one of the best power pop albums of all time. It's Marshall Crenshaw.
how to drive. Me and the boys. Me and the boys. Just me.
Yeah, the Mockster is stuck in 1982, and you can't be stuck in 1982 without going back to the one-on-one album from Cheap Trick. I'm going to argue, well, I actually can't argue, I'm just going to tell you, one of my favorite Cheap Trick songs is Siege Tight. There's so many great ones from In Color and the first few albums, but post-1980s, that is definitely number one for me. What else did I play in that set of music? How about some Nick Lowe? Nick Lowe went back to the Nick the Knife album with his song Stick It. That was actually his first solo album post-Rockpile breaking up. He had others, I believe, but that was like the first after, like, instead of putting out albums while you're in another band, Rockpile was no more, and then Nick Lowe put that out. And speaking of someone who was doing that, Dave Edmonds, another Rockpile member. Right before the Nick Lowe, I played some of Dave Edmonds from 1982. With a DE7th was the name of the album. And him doing a cover of the NRBQ song Me and the Boys, which is awesome because A, I love Dave Edmonds, and B, I love that NRBQ song. So I was able to merge both of those for you, Stephanie, because we're celebrating your birthday by playing songs from 1982. And then we started off the entire set. I almost forgot that we start off the entire set from Marshall Crenshaw. Marshall Crenshaw, he put out this phenomenal, well, he's put out a bunch of albums that are phenomenal, but that debut album he put out back in 1982, self-titled, it's like this nerd pop album that if you're a nerd and you like pop music, you should put it in your collection because it's awesome. And that was that set of music. Hey, my name is Paul. I am the Mockster. Thank you so much for tuning in, hanging out with me on a Friday night. Someone's got to hang out with me on a Friday night. And sadly, you picked the short straw this week. Hey, don't forget, if you love this pop music that I'm playing, if you love this pop music I am playing, you can pull up a chair each and every Sunday evening and get breakfast or dinner.
Yeah, Chris Wired serves up a feast each and every Sunday night at 11 of power pop, jangle pop, psychedelic, whatever feeds his mind and yours each and every Sunday night. And it's well worth your time. In 1982, we saw, almost before they went into like a little hiatus for a couple years, Squeeze, actually. Squeeze put out Sweets from a Stranger. And from that album, Black Coffee in Bed, it's Viva Lamarck here on 83.
There's a stain on my notebook where your coffee cup was. Oh, there's ash in the pages, now I've got myself lost. I was writing to tell you that my feelings tonight are a stain on my notebook that brings your goodbye.
Hey, I want to jump in here and just give you a quick reminder that you are listening to an encore presentation of Viva La Mock right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.